Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is the South Lot Football Guys podcast. We're back with you here for the Week 18 episode. Lucky to be joined by my partners in crime, Adam and Robbie here. Guys, we made it to the end of the season. It's been a good run. How we feeling?
Feeling pretty good. You know, this is our usual time to shine right here. We love playoff ball. Feel like we always get in the good groove by then. So, I'm ready. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've been, we've been heating up on our picks the last couple of weeks. I feel like we're in a good groove. Locks, confident picks, everything.
Yeah, but I think there's still some research to be done, at least for me. But I think, we've got a pretty good indication of what a lot of these teams are. And, there seem to be just kind of, maybe the Niners and the Ravens in that top tier. But I think there's a lot of parity in the next level underneath that. So I think we're going to have a lot of, intriguing games here to close out the year. And, maybe there's a surprise in there. The NFL loves to throw a wrinkle at you. So we'll see what happens. We'll do a quick recap here of last week. And starting off with the lead pipe locks, Adam, you had the Pats plus 12.5.
Yep, they came through.
Robbie, you had the Bears minus 3.
Yeah, Falcons had no chance. Cold weather. Sometimes you got to go for the weather games.
Yeah, that Bears team is fully alive a week before they're going on vacation, so that's great. Seahawks Steelers under 41.5 was my play. Something was awakened in Mason Rudolph when he took a helmet to the dome. I don't know. That guy all of a sudden is just fine. And you guys see any of this like drama with Kenny Pickett?
No.
There was this report that basically Pickett was asked to be the backup. To Rudolph last weekend, basically the team saying you're healthy enough to play, but not quite 100% healthy where we want to go with you as the starter. So but we also don't want to go with Mitch if shit goes bad, and he basically just flat out refused, and left the facility and shit. Yeah, it's not a great look.
That's not even a terrible ask.
No,
unless he was I just don't feel like. I don't want to be going unless I'm 100%. Sure, that's fine, but that's weird.
Kenny Pickett, that guy's had an interesting career so far. It's been a fun 2 years for him. We'll see. We'll see if he gets a third year. Let's see. So what did we do for our parlay last week? Podcast parlay, we had Ravens minus 3.5. That was a all-time cover. Texans minus 3.5, another all-time cover, and then sadness, the Buccaneers minus 3.
So I missed.
Yeah, they did not show up at all. That was tough. They kind of fought back a little bit late, but they just got into a hole early and just couldn't pull it together. Before we head into Week 18 picks here, Adam, why don't you give us the asshole of the week?
Oh, this one's easy for anybody that watched Sunday Night Football. It's not so much the player as it is the decision to play the player, but Jaren Hall, that dude was, to have him bring his entire family out to that game, to have him barely make it through a half to just disappoint his entire lineage. Yeah, I mean, shame on Kevin O'Connell, In no way was he a better option than Nick Mullins going into a must-win, essentially playoff game for the Vikings. I still can't get over that decision to play that dude. Fifth-round project, toolsy QB. Let's roll him out in a division game, must-win, week 17. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they had to go to the Pastronaut. Last time Jaren Hall was on the field, and that guy came in off the street and blew him out of the water, but somehow he's better than Mullins, who kept him competitive.
Yeah, that's got to be the most questionable decision in the entire 2018 or 2020 three seasons.
It's definitely up there. I mean, that team was what a roller coaster.
They're still not out of it. Like, yeah. If they win last week, they're like 90% in the playoffs. Yeah. It's a ridiculous decision. That guy was not ready to be a backup, let alone a starter.
Did they start like 0-4 and then I think they made it to like 7-5, right? They've lost four straight. I think so.
Sounds about right.
Something like that.
We're on a they're on a Kanye West bipolar trick.
Oh my god.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. All right. Well, let's jump right in then to week 18. Our first game in this 12 o'clock slate. We've got the Ravens hosting the Steelers. Ravens are 4-point home underdogs as they'll be resting a lot of players in this one. The over-under in this one is 35. Steelers, again, going with Mason Rudolph under center, so we'll see if they can keep their slim playoff chances alive. Let's see. Adam, why don't you start us off here?
Yeah, you know, with a lot of the Week 18 games, there's this games I'm that's not going to have a good take on, and I'm not going to tell anybody to bet anybody. But this is one where I actually have a pretty strong take. I like the Ravens here. I like a money line. I think they could get the win outright at home. Just in the Harbaugh era, this team, just regardless of if their starters are playing, the backups are in, preseason, regular season, they do not have a let up. It's just the way that he coaches the team. That's the way they select players and draft players. They're going to come to win that game, regardless of if they need it. And it's having it be against the Steelers in a position where they need the win. I absolutely love the Ravens. And we've seen Tyler Huntley tear it up. Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. I think this game is priced incorrectly. It should be more of a pick 'em, in my opinion. Yeah, getting them 4 points is great, but I think they'll win outright.
Yeah, I think the reason why +4 for me in this game is crazy is the same reason why the Ravens never lose in the preseason for like the last 5 years. But really, this goes back 20 some years. Like the Ravens, just the quality of their organization and their back office to acquire depth. So you're going to have a lot of backups in the game, but they're going to be fired up to play. These are good players. They, show themselves well in the preseason. And, we've seen Huntley do good things in games that, really matter. He's a very capable player. He works in that system well.
We've seen backups look like stars. Yeah. Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
Guy, unbelievable game last week.
Plug and play, 100%. So I'm surprised that the Ravens were this big of dogs in this game. I kind of hope the Steelers win just for the thrill of that Sunday night game. Being like the Bills, either they're flat out missing the playoffs or they're AFC East champs. That'd be a fun roller coaster. But I just think Ravens +4 here is great value.
Yeah, I mean, we even saw last week. Yeah, the Ravens did put their backups in against the Dolphins, and they were still just whooping on them,
just torching them.
It's just this Ravens team. This +4 is just. Seems too easy. Like, I don't see him losing by more than a field goal. I mean, the Steelers aren't – I don't see him putting up a big number on the Ravens. I don't have much more to add to this, really. I love the Ravens, too. That's a confident pick as well for me.
All right. All confident on the Ravens. Next up, we've got the Texans taking on the Colts. The Colts are 1-point underdogs at home here, over under set at 47.5. In this one, I'm going to go to you, Adam. Robbie, why don't you lead us off here?
Yeah, this is a big game for both teams. A lot of playoff implications. The AFC South, a lot up for grabs in that division. And this is definitely the highlight of this one. This is going to be a fun game. Saturday night, I can't see it come down to being close, but man, since CJ Stroud came back for the Texans, it seems like he hasn't even missed a beat. I love what they're doing in Houston. Their run defense has been slowly getting better, and that secondary has been great all year. I look at this as a great revenge spot for the Texans. You know, they lost big to the Colts earlier this year. I believe this was the game Anthony Richardson ended up going out and Minshew came in, took over. But I don't think they're going to be really giving Minshew as big of a shot again this year or this time around. You know, Laremy Tunsil had got banged up last game, but he's all good to go. And, you know, I like what Singletary's been doing for the Texans. So I love the Texans to win this. I just think the Colts are a little too shaky right now. And Texans, you know, coming in full steam after a big win against the Titans last week. So this is going to be my lock. Texans minus one. They're winning this game, so might as well take minus one on this one. So that will be my lock.
But it's a lock!
No!
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I'm almost a little concerned because it seems like whatever side I take on Minshew is the wrong side. But everything tells me just kind of the trends that these teams are going in. Stroud's, you know, shown up big in pressure games here this year. I don't expect him to miss a beat in this one. Should be a great matchup here. I like the Texans as well. I also really like the under in this game. I actually think we could see kind of a slower moving, kind of try to control the clock. Neither team wanting to make the first mistake sort of effort, which might lead to a slow start. So I thought that total was a little high, so I'll take the under on that as well.
Yeah, I'm with you on the under. And the Texans, I like them to win outright. But, yeah, they've kind of transformed. Once C.J. Stroud got hurt, they've kind of transformed into more of a running team with Devin Singletary really leaning on the run. I think their O-line is, I don't know, they're definitely more of a run-blocking O-line than a pass-blocking. Even when C.J. Stroud was going nuts, he was kind of running for his life and making plays outside the pocket. So I think that they'll lean on the run. I think both teams will lean on the run. So I think my favorite play is the under. I think that 47.5 line is way too high for an interdivision must-win game. But I like the Texans to win outright. I don't know. Have we ever seen Minshew in an actual meaningful game? They're like a playing game. Or, you know, C.J. Stroud was in the college playoff championship last year.
Trying to think, when he was with the Eagles.
I don't think he ever played in a big game.
Yeah. You know, so did that game against the Cowboys where he went nuts, did that game, like, really matter? I don't know. Probably not. That was, like, still kind of midseason.
Yeah. I kind of trust the Texans overall a little bit more than the Colts, but I'm excited to watch it one.
Yeah, I'll jump on that under with you guys. Yeah, that does seem, especially that's one of the higher over-unders of the week. Yeah, I agree that should be under.
All right, we are very much aligned on this game. Next up, we've got the Jags taking on the Titans. Titans are 5.5-point home dogs in this one. Over-under set at 39.5. Adam, why don't you start this one off?
Yeah, this one's a little tough for me to handicap. I'm going to take the Jags. Just don't have a lot to say other than that Titans team is a joke right now. They can't block. Levis plays, I'm not sure he can make it through a full game at this point.
Yeah.
I can't trust this Titans team. They're looking forward to next year, and I'm not sure Rabel's going to be there. So, as much as I don't think the Jags are a good team, I like them here in this spot to cover.
Yeah, I like the Jags as well. Just think, you know, really the quarterback position, yeah, they got quite a spark from Levis, you know, those couple games when he was fully healthy. But with him being hampered, you combine that with the rest of the kind of sample size we've seen from the Titans all year, really that offense. I just don't think that they're going to be able to hang with the Jags in this one. But, Robbie, tell us why we're wrong.
Well, you guys might be right, but I kind of like the the points the Titans are getting here, and I think there's a decent shot that they end up winning this. This just feels, I don't know what's going on with the Jaguars, especially with Trevor Lawrence. They've been letting him play, and all of a sudden they sit him, and I don't know. I just feel like there's as much question marks on the Jaguars side right now as the Titans, and this just seems like a spot. Titans at home. Vrabel, you know, how many losing seasons does Vrabel have? I mean, he's usually been a great head coach, well, at least above average, you know. Well, it looks like last 2 years were, including this year, losing seasons. But, you know, I just see him just bringing his team up just for this last game to try to at least make an impact. And I think this is one of those week 18 games where you're not going to know what the script is going on. That I think there's a lot of good value in the Titans. So I'm taking this, I'm taking them with the points, taking them money line. Not a strong play by me by any means, but it just have a gut feeling that the Titans could pull off an upset here.
Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of stability on that Jacksonville team right now. And you got to think with a Mike Vrabel coach team, they're definitely not going to roll over and die. So we'll see. I could see it going either way. Next up, we've got the Lions hosting the Vikings. Lions are 3-point favorites at home with the over-under set at 45 for this one. Robbie, why don't you start this one off?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were just talking a lot about how bad the Vikings looked. You know, I think, I know there's not a lot to play for the Lions here, but I think they will keep trying to keep some momentum going into the playoffs here. You know, I'll lean on the Lions here. I don't have a great feel about this, especially, you know, since Mullins has officially been named the starter for this week.
Thank God.
Yeah, smart move by the Vikings. But yeah, the Vikings definitely need this win, obviously. But I don't know. I've got a feeling the Lions aren't going to give it to them too easy at home. You know, Lions love that home and turf, especially to play on. So I think this just really plays for the Lions.
Yeah, I agree. Just how, based on that game ended last week in Dallas, this could be a motivated Lions team regardless of if they need this game or not. Kind of same script as the Ravens-Steelers game. These are two teams that don't like each other, and one can keep the other one out of the playoffs. Yeah, I like the Lions -3.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I think you put it well. I think we're going to see a motivated Lions team. I think Dan Campbell's going to want that team to finish on a high note after kind of the emotional roller coaster that we saw last week. So, I'm not sure what kind of great effort we're going to get out of the Vikings at this point. It just feels like they're kind of running out of gas. So give me the Lions. All right, next up, we've got the Browns heading into Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Bengals are 7-point favorites at home here, over under in this one at 37.5. This one, I'll be honest, I don't really have much of a take here. You're gonna have the Browns sitting most of their roster.
O'Driscoll.
And yeah, you got O'Driscoll getting some play here. So I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna see there, but you know, my gut tells me Browns backups can keep this within 7. That just feels like a big number for a Bengals team that, you know, has been suspect on the defensive side of the ball and, you know, motivational question marks at this point in the year. Seems like a big number to carry, so give me the Browns.
Yeah, I'm with you on that side. I mean, I don't have a great feel for this. I mean, the Browns injury report is lengthy right now, so they're definitely going to be resting quite a few guys, so this is not a game I want to bet by any means. I could see the Bengals coming out and just running all over them. It looks like Ja'Marr Chase is going to play. T. Higgins, not as likely. Yeah, this is way too many moving parts for me to actually make a coherent guess. So I'll take the points in a divisional game.
Yeah, I'm not betting this game, but I'm going to take the Bengals just because, you know, Browning, he's probably playing for another job, whether it's a, you know, I don't think he's going to get a starter, but he can get a priority backup And if he's playing with the weapons and against a Browns team that doesn't have any of the stars playing, I kind of like the Bengals to cover. But, yeah, I kind of like the over. That's probably my only play I'd actually recommend, 37.5. I think the Browns games have been over the last 5 weeks.
Yep.
And I think the Bengals offense can do enough to push that number. Bo Driscoll's a dangerous quarterback, too.
Bo Driscoll. Dutch. Next one, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers heading into Charlotte to take on the Panthers. Panthers are 4.5-point home dogs here. Over-under in this one set at 37.5. I'm taking the Bucs here. I think they come out really motivated in this one. They're in the driver's seat in that division despite kind of a tough effort last week. But I'm kind of leaning on the gut instinct here. I think Todd Bowles is a leader of men. I think that guy is good at his job. I think he deserves to be an NFL head coach. I think I'll have the team in a great spot to answer back this week. But I also think Baker is an absolute dog. And in a huge game where he knows if he just goes out and does his thing and he wins this game, that they're in the playoffs, I think we're going to get the best version of him. Finally, you know, this Panthers team, talk about going through hell this year. Nothing has worked out for them. You got the owner throwing drinks on fans now. It's an absolute circus down
Dave
there.
Temper.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that one was too easy. it's an absolute mess there. You know, you got to wonder what kind of shape that locker room's in right now. So give me the Bucks -4.5. I'm gonna lock that up.
But it's a lock.
No.
Yeah, I was debating between the Texans and this game because, Bucks have so much to play for in this one. They're going to get Carlton Davis back. Shaq Barrett's going to be playing again. So it's going to be a pretty solid, pretty healthy defense for the Buccaneers. And, you know, I see a big bounce back game for Baker. So I love this. Buccaneers should be able to run this team over.
Yeah, me too. Baker could have quit when they were down 23-0. Instead, he threw for 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of that game. I benefited a lot off those touchdowns, so I'm a ride with Baker, like I've done all year. This Panthers team is an absolute joke. They can't wait for this game to be over, so to be in the off season. So, must win for the Bucks. I kind of don't understand why this line isn't more. I don't know about you guys, but I think this should be closer to -6, -7. Ginny agrees, so
yeah, I was thinking this should be at least a touchdown line.
Yeah, get that under honestly 6. I thought it was a blessing, so
you know, I might take an alt line like 9.5. Like, this could get ugly.
All right, next up we've got the Falcons taking on the Saints. Saints 3-point favorites at home here in the Superdome. Over-under in this one at 42. I'll preface this with, for some reason, you know, it's this late in the year, I still don't have my finger on the pulse of what the Saints team is going to do week in and week out. I have no clue. I feel like the majority of the times I've watched them, I do not like what I see on the field, and then you know, they have this huge game last week where they answer in a big way against, a team that was really on the rise. Maybe it was a case of, you know, too many roses getting thrown on the Bucs, but I was stunned by that effort last week. In this Falcons team, I mean, they've been up and down all year. These are just two Jekyll and Hyde teams, so I'm going to lean on Falcons keeping this game close, divisional battle. Futures uncertain at the time of the game. You know, if the Bucks struggle, I mean, these two teams are fighting for a division basically. So give me the Falcons +3. I think we'll get a tight game.
Yeah, I don't know how to handicap this game. Not, this one actually matters, but I have no confidence in picking this game. I'm gonna take the Saints just because Superdome, must-win game. That place will be hyped. Maybe they were right a little bit of the wave there coming off the big win, but can see the Falcons winning this one outright, too, if things break their way. Yeah, I don't have much to say on this one.
Are the Saints winning in? No, I don't. They're
but
not.
They can win. They can get in the wild card where the Falcons can only get into division.
Right. The Saints have two paths. They're basically in if Packers lose, right? They're the first team in if the Pack lose, I think.
Yeah, but they would have to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the division goes to the winner if the Bucks lose. So, okay. Robbie, your thoughts?
I'm with you guys. I don't have a good feel on these. Both these teams, I just haven't had a great feel on this year. I'm expecting a little more of a bounce back from the Falcons. I've been flip-flopping on this, and right now I'm leaning on the Falcons with the points. I don't know. It seems like Saints are going to win by three, and none of this talk we're doing right now is actually going to matter. So
might just be the perfect line. All right, next up, guys, we've got the Jets taking on the Pats. This one, the Pats are 2.5-point favorites at home. Over-under in this one, 30.5. We're really flirting with that 29 number. I never thought we'd see it, but it's getting there. Adam, start us off here.
Oh, I love the Pats. I think we were talking about it a little bit before the podcast. This team has just gotten to a different dimension once Ramondre went down with the injury. I don't know if it's just play style or, you know, how they're able to operate with Zappe, because that kind of correlated with the change from Mac Jones to Zappe. But they've played decent football over the last month. You know, the losses that they had to the Chiefs and the Bills, you know, those are pretty good losses. They covered both those games. So for them to be only, you know, 2-point, some 1.5 or a 2.5, to be under a field goal favorite against a Jets team that has just looked like rancid ass the last 3 weeks. I don't understand this line at all. Pats look like they're playing for something, and the Jets look like they're playing for the offseason or the Epstein list. I can't tell based on Rogers' comments. So, I love
topical.
The Pats here.
I'll back you there. I like the Pats as well.
And that was Adam's locker, right?
Oh yeah, that's my
yes,
lock,
yes.
Yeah.
But it's a lock.
No.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I like the Pats as well. I just think I don't know how many times I had to scream it over the last year and a half that Zappe was better than Mac Jones before it, you know, they make the change and they start to see it. I mean, you know, but they're playing well now. I personally think it's like the Zeke dude. I think he showed up in that lineup and he was in that huddle on a regular basis, and it just rubbed off on people. That's my only explanation. But good for the Pats for kind of salvaging something out of this season. The Jets, I mean, 5 weeks ago we were talking about them as like this, you know, fringe playoff team. And look at what they've done, and oh, what a success story. And then it's just imploded ever since. But somehow Brosala still gets an extension. It's like the reverse Bears, honestly. But somehow we landed on the same result. So, I'm gonna take the Pats here. I've got no faith in the Jets, and I kind of enjoy watching that ship burn in the distance.
Yeah, I'm close to betting on the Pats in this one, but no, I don't really want to bet on a game where playoff implications are non-existent for both sides. So, I mean, this seems like one where the Pats, just the way they've been playing this last month and the way the Jets have been, you know, I love betting on teams that are trending up against teams that are trending down. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'll be with you, Adam. We'll go Pats.
I just don't see Salah having that team motivated.
I mean, Bill Belichick, he's always been a late season kind of guy. He's always had the team like try to start. They always kind of start off a little slower and just kind of build around, figure out what works on their defense and make it work. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let's go Pats.
All right, next up, we've got the Chiefs taking on the Chargers in L.A. Chargers are 3.5-point home favorites here. And the over-under in this one is 35. This is a game I've got no interest in, personally. For those who want to Easton stick it out, I would tell you, you know, I just tell you go with the Chargers because I don't think we're going to see really anybody in the Chiefs regular rotation out there. You know, it just seems like they're in a place where there's no reason for them to risk anything in this game. So I'll go with the Chargers, but I've got no clue on it. And I could not recommend more to just avoid betting this sort of a game.
Same. I got nothing to say.
You know what? I'm going to flop for the Chiefs, you know. I think I'd rather have Blaine Gabbert leading the team, even if it's a bunch of backups on the Chiefs, than Easton Stick. So, yeah, I'm not betting this game, but I'll take Chiefs with the points just since we're picking them.
All right, next up, we've got the Bears heading into Lambeau to take on the Packers. Pack are 3-point favorites at home here, over under 44. I'm on the Bears. It might just be the Bears believing in me. I'm not sure, but I can't remember the last time I felt this good about the Bears going into a game in Lambeau about the current state of the team. So, yeah, it's crazy where we're at with this team. I think that given that it's their heated rival, I think they've got a bit of a rush now, kind of with the renewed confidence in this team within the organization. I think they're going to come out and give a good effort to close out the year against the Pack, you know, and try to keep their main rival out.
Yeah, I mean, you got the blueprint last year from the Lions. Exact same situation, Eliminated going into the final game. But, you know, they could still play spoiler for the Pack at home. They went in there, got the job done. I think the Bears do a similar thing. I think what you said about the organization, you know, the writing's on the wall that everyone's coming back. Fields, yep. Eberflus, and I think that, you know, that's going to motivate them to really get some good momentum going into the offseason. This season started with them getting their ass kicked by the Packers at home. I think they try to exercise some demons and then knock out their rival from the playoff hunt. So, yeah, I love the Bears this week.
Yep, I'm with you guys. Not going to bet this, though. I do like the Bears with the points, especially, you know, Fields. He's got that Caleb Williams on his back shoulder. He wants to make sure that's Marvin Harrison Jr., so nothing more to add on this game.
Yeah, I'm not – it'd be an interesting discussion topic. Who did more to solidify the Bears – keeping Fields and not using the number one on Caleb Williams? Was it Justin Fields did more to hold that off, or was it Caleb Williams just fumbling it down the stretch? I'm not sure.
Yeah, trading for Montez Sweat probably helped too.
Yeah, it did. It did. That defense came alive.
Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
What a trade.
Yeah. Pulls. All right. Next up, guys, we've got the Raiders taking on the Broncos. Raiders are 3-point favorites at home here. Over under in this one set at 38. This is another one I don't have much insight on it, to be honest with you.
I don't know. This game does not matter for playoff, but like I feel like it really matters for both head coaches.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel like Sean Payton's got to prove like the Stidham thing, right? Like, I think he's got a little skin in the game there. And then, yeah, Antonio Pierce obviously trying to get a long-term job here. So, that said, I don't really have a take on it. I'm going to lean Broncos here on the road getting 3 points, but I'm not playing this.
Yeah, I'm sad with the Raiders, but kind of to what you guys are saying, yeah, this just seems like both teams have a reason to play it out and play hard. So I'm going to just side with the team that's looked better in recent weeks, and that to me is the Raiders. You know, this could be another game that ends up with the perfect 3-point line.
Yeah, I could see this being a push 100%. I'm going to take the Raiders. I I think there's going to be a little bit more on the line than some of the other games, but I don't know who I would rather take. It's kind of a toss-up for me. I think the three is a good line, so I'll take the Raiders, but I won't bet this.
All right, next up we've got the Eagles taking on the Giants. Giants are at home here. It'll probably be slop in MetLife as usual, but over-under in this one is at 42. For the Eagles, though, it might be more like Sweat Life as they're trying not to choke away this division. They need a little bit of help against the with the Washington football team to take down the Cowboys in order to regain that division. But I think we'll see them come out pretty strong here. I just kind of expect there's got to be some get right moment for this Eagles team. I know that there's a lot of talent, at least on the offensive side of the ball. We've really seen this defense take a big step back. So there's some soul searching that needs to be done there. But I just think that offense needs to come out and have a statement game. Needs to go back to, like, to what they did against the Rams, which is like one of the most impressive games I've seen, where they just dominated the line of scrimmage. This is a team that they should be able to do that against. And I think it'll be pretty telling if they don't. But my guess is that Sirianni will have this team fired up final week of the season, trying to get them ready for a playoff push. So give me the Eagles. I think they win big.
I'm leaning on the Eagles on this one. I just don't have the confidence with how they've been playing the last month to do that. But they should. The Giants have also kind of been on a downslide ever since the Tommy DeVito magic has kind of died down and Tyrod's back. I don't know. This Giants team just hasn't seemed like they've been the same last couple weeks. I might be a sucker, but I might go back to the well of Boston Scott, even though it didn't hit last time.
Oh my. We're back.
Might do an anytime touchdown with him just to make it have something on this game.
Gotta stay with it.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles, but I don't know. Something about this line seems a little fishy. Something about this Eagles team seems fishy. The play calling has just been horrible. They should be running the ball 60% of the time, yet they're out there slinging the ball to not A.J. Brown. I don't know.
I think Devonta Smith was another.
Way too many wide receiver screens.
Yeah.
Just too many screens in general, where they had one of the best O-lines in football. They should just run the ball. But
Swift is a monster. Like, when they go to him, they get whatever the hell they want. Yeah. I don't know.
I think they have.
I don't know if they're just like saving him for playoffs because they think he's more injury. I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it either.
Something's off with the Eagles. I can see them flipping a switch in the playoffs. Having said that, but
yeah,
they need a good performance in this game. So I'll take them.
Yep. All right. Next up, we've got the Seahawks taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals are 2.5-point home dogs here. Over-under in this one set at 48. I'll take the Seahawks here. I was initially confident. I'm going to take that off. My gut is that Pete Carroll's going to have this team ready to go. And be ready for a playoff push if things fall their way. They still got a decent chance. Only a couple things got to happen for them to get in. So still a lot to play for. And against a division rival, I think they'll show up. They've just got the weapons to win this game if they come out motivated. So just thought 2.5 was a favorable line getting that under 3. So I'll lean Seahawks, but I don't think I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the Seahawks, too. I kind of think the Cardinals' Super Bowl was last week, Gannon against his old team. They played unbelievably well. They even had a pick six in that game, and they still won outright in Philly. One of the better road performances I've seen. But it could be a letdown spot here at home. Reality could set in with that draft pick, and a win here could really hurt them. And I just think the Seahawks, they could squeal their way into the playoffs just like they did last year, week 18. So, I like the Seahawks here to get the win outright.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me as well. I totally see why you guys are on the Seahawks. To me, I'm kind of leaning Cardinals. It just seems like Kyler Murray's gotten, ever since he came back, he's slowly gotten some, showing he's gotten something prove. I feel like a lot of people have written him off over the last year or two, and just seems like he's kind of showing back to his old rookie self and just trying to solidify his starting job for the next year, even though there are rumors going around that he will be remain the starter going into next season. So I just think he's going to just try to solidify that. But at the same time, yeah, I could see them trying to not make a big deal about this just for the higher pick.
I'm trying to think if any team would want to take on that Kyler contract.
Oh, yeah, there'd be teams. I think so.
I don't know. Got to look at the salary caps going. That's what
I
mean, though.
That's, yeah. Quarterbacks have been playing.
I know. It's just that's a huge salary number to take on. And, like, I don't know, maybe the Vikings, if they move on from Kirk. Like,
think about that team, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison.
Shit. Yeah, that actually would work.
He would be great for that offense.
That'd be pretty explosive.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, that's a new fear unlocked. All right. Next game up, we've got the Rams taking on the Niners. Niners are 4-point favorites at home here. Over under in this one, 41. I don't really have much of a take here. I think the Rams will come out with a pretty strong effort. Niners are pretty much locked in. Are the Rams locked in?
Rams clinch. They're pretty much locked in. So, yeah, they're resting quite a few starters.
Yeah, so I this sort of game, yeah, I think it'll be within the number. So give me the Rams plus 4. I think being a division matchup, kind of a rivalry, I think we'll see some of the backups, you know, playing pretty hard, and could be kind of a slug-it-out game between backup units. So give me the plus 4.
Yeah, not a great feel on this one just with all the backups in it, but it just seems like the Niners, to me, it just seems like they've got a little bit better depth than this Rams team, and so especially them being at home, I'll lean on their side with the points, but yeah, this is a game I don't really want to touch.
Yeah, same here. I'll go 49ers just because, you know, I think I heard that they might play their starters for a drive or two, and maybe that could be the difference. I could see the Rams playing nobody other than Puka to get him, like, what, 13 yards to break the rookie record.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't have a take for this game.
All right, next up we've got the Cowboys heading into our nation's capital to take on the Washington football team. Team are 13-point home favorites, or I'm sorry, home dogs. Over-under in this one set at 46. Robbie, why don't you start us off here?
Yeah, this is a game where I could see the Cowboys running away with it to start the game, but after some point, benching all the starters and the team being able to claw back. I mean, the team looked pretty solid against the Niners last week, at least for three quarters of that game. And I don't think they really have realistically any shot to beat the Cowboys at this point in time. But I do really like them as a backdoor cover if the Cowboys end up resting some players before the playoffs, which I think they might if they get up enough. So I think 13 is a lot of points. So I'm going to take them at plus 13.
Yeah, I'll take the team as well. I just think, you know, we've seen the Cowboys this year struggling on the road at times. Factored in, you know, with this team effort, you know, are they going to give Riverboat Ron a send-off performance in likely his last game as head coach? We'll see, but I'm not gonna bet on it, but like you said, there's just a lot of room for backdoor cover in there too, and I'm not confident in anything really on this game, so I'll lean team, but I'll trust your judgment on that, Robbie.
Yeah, I actually really like the team in this matchup. Could be their Super Bowl, honestly. Ron Rivera probably not coming back. I think Sam Howell is going to be the starter of this game. He's playing for his job after it looked like he kind of locked it up earlier on in the year. He's really fallen off. Just a lot of turnover in that team is going to be expected. And for them to be the last home game against a Cowboys team, we can keep them from winning the division. We've seen the Cowboys over the last, 6 years lose these type of games where they, have no business losing. And a lot of them are actually to this team. For them to be getting 13 points at home, I think is an absolute joke. I love them getting almost two touchdowns.
Team. All right. Lastly here, Sunday Night Football, it's the Bills taking on the Dolphins. This game is for the AFC East. As we mentioned earlier, if the Steelers were to somehow win their game against Baltimore, then the Bills are either looking at being AFC East champions or out of the playoffs, which is kind of a fun turn of events there. But I'm going to lean Bills here, actually. I've been kind of flip-flopping on this one. I'm not confident in it. I'm just a little bit worried about Dolphins D-line. Lost Bradley Chubb. That's a big one. They've just been kind of riddled with injuries on that at the line of scrimmage there, and I wonder if they're going to be able to get good push off that line and get sufficient pressure on Josh Allen. Bills haven't looked, terrific here of late either. Pats gave them a run for their money. Good for the Pats putting up a strong effort there. But even before that, the Chargers kept that game close too, when the Bills should have blown them out. So, not a great feel for it here. I'll lean Bills, don't feel great.
I actually like the Bills. Kind of part with you said Bradley Chubb losing him to the ACL. That's pretty huge. Xavier Howard, hasn't practiced all week. It's looking unlikely he plays. And to me, the Dolphins just seem like a finesse team. So they use the speed and everything to try to beat opponents. But when they go up against a physical team, they've really struggled. And I think this Bills team could be physical on both fronts against them, control this game, and be able to take it to them. I know Dolphins are getting a little advantage in Miami, but I don't think that's going to make a huge difference here. I know Josh Allen's been dealing with neck and thumb injuries, but he says he's fully good to go. So Bills have also been a team that have been heating up as of late, and Dolphins kind of trending in the opposite direction generally. So I'm going to take the hotter team at the moment. I love the Bills here. I'll take a -3.
Yeah, I love the Dolphins here. I like a money line. I think you're getting good value there. My handicap is, I know you said the Dolphins are a finesse team, which they are, but I'm worried about the Bills being able to keep up if the Dolphins get out to any sort of lead. You've seen them kind of change their game style over the last 5 months, lean heavy on the run. Stephon Diggs is nowhere to be found. If Tyreek Hill breaks off one of his patented long touchdowns, I just don't think that kind of game plan is going to work, and you're going to play right into the Dolphins' hands. Vic Fangio, their defense, get a couple turnovers. I see a scenario where the Dolphins at home get out to a lead and the Bills are playing catch up, and that's where Josh Allen is at his worst, especially against a good defensive coordinator and prone to turnovers, and especially since they haven't played that style of play since they fired Glenn Dorsey, a couple months back. So I like the Dolphins here, money line. I think they get the job done and take the division at home.
That's great points on how the Bills offense has changed ever since.
If this game was in Buffalo, yeah, I'd be on the Bills, 100%. But I just think there's a chance that the Dolphins can get out to a lead, and I think that's that'll play right into their hand.
Yeah. I completely see where you come from. I'm almost thinking if it may be a good play is taking some alt lines on both sides. Maybe you'll always come out on top.
I can see this one not being close either way.
Yeah, one team just running away with it and the other team just struggling.
A lot of variability here. All right, guys. Well, let's do a quick recap of the locks. Adam, you are on Patriots -2.5. against the Jets. Robbie, you're on Texans minus one on the road at Indianapolis. And then I am backing the Bucks minus 4.5 in Charlotte against the Panthers. What are we thinking for our podcast parlay here?
So I know we talked about it earlier, but I kind of screwed up because I thought we were all confident on the Patriots, but we weren't. So you guys down to throw the Ravens in there instead of the Pats? Ravens, Texans, Bucks?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with, well.
I probably feel a little bit better about that, but I'm fine with the Patriots too.
Well, we got that one in already, but I could.
Oh, is this a double down?
I'd be more than happy rolling with the Patriots one on my own. But yeah, whatever you guys want, I'm down to redo it with the Ravens instead of the Pats.
What would
down
you?
To do a double down too and two.
I'm down to
just,
do it.
Just you, make you one had, of those. We can take double we can down. We can make the official one be something else. I'll be in on that one. For
you
sure.
Want Ravens money line or getting the points?
I like the points.
I kind of like the points. You know, a little okay. Safety. Because that's a lot of points for the Ravens.
Okay, so Ravens, Bucks, and Texans is the podcast official one.
Yes.
But we're also throwing in a Pats one just for funsies.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the Pats being in there.
Yeah, that's just our lock parlay, pretty much.
Yeah.
The unofficial lock parlay. Which hopefully you people listening at home or in your car are doing already. Hopefully not while you're driving, though, so that's probably a bad idea to plug these plays
Teslas
in.
Teslas are, you know, you could possibly do it.
Unless it's, one of the...
They haven't just had a huge recall or anything.
No, that's fine.
They had huge Q4 sales, so they're good.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for us here in the Week 18 episode. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back in a couple weeks here or next week with a playoff episode in all likelihood, and we'll get you ready for Wild Card Weekend. But until then, good luck with gambling, and hope you've had a happy new year.